Betsy Ann Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Today is Sunday, March 29th, 2020, where we are in Michigan under lockdown, where Gestapo Gretchen, the Michigan witless Whitmer governor, has us all locked in our homes. We can't go out unless it's for groceries. She has our neighbors spying on us in case we go anywhere else to report to the authorities. She's also shut down all Michigan schools, all businesses, and now she says no more medicine for Michigan residents. This is tyranny, Thomas. What are we going to do about it?
Well, she just wanted to be first in the breadline for the governors to say, hey, give us our Democratic bailout, because she didn't have the sense enough to know that she could be sued for the fake epidemic. It's not an epidemic. And so if these companies really want to, if it wasn't for Trump saving them with a $6.2 trillion bailout.
Wait a minute. Who are they going to sue? The state of Michigan isn't rich.
Well, that's the problem, you see. She takes actions that actually affect areas that she is not in charge of, even if she does declare a state of emergency in the state, if it isn't backed up by FEMA.
Well, you know what they used to do in the old days for irresponsible politicians like this? They had a hot tub of tar and a bucket of feathers.
Tar and feather them and ride them out of town on a pole. Absolutely, that's what she deserves. But then again, you know, people in this state, there are a few people, politicians got elected because of George Soros money and George Soros support to this very day. Even though they committed crimes, they don't get prosecuted. So if you're on the right side of the fence, then you're pretty much protected. Except for this virus is not partisan. And the fact that the Congress and the Senate are now scared to death of it, and that, you know, people have to come in hazmat suits just to vote, if they were going to vote, is absolutely wonderful in my mind, because it wakes people up to the fact that these man-made, constructed, DNA-manipulated viruses are a yearly project. And it's just that they amp it up in every few years, every 2 years, every 4 years. Why? Because of elections. Now, is anyone talking about the fact that we're now seeing this fake statistics of Joe Biden is going to sweep the swing states and he's going to win? Joe Biden doesn't even know what a swing state is. He unbelievable that they're trying to, on Fox and through Breitbart and other such supposed news outlets, they are trying to give us the lies that are going to be constructed by election meddling.
Look, folks, we've talked about it. Trump's talked about it. The media is the enemy of the people. It is the enemy of Americans. It's enemies everywhere. Corporate media is an enemy, and we have to stop giving them comfort and quarter. And what that translates is you've got to turn it off. Patriots are turning it off. And yes, that means even Fox News, which is the most egregious of them all, because it touts itself as being fair and balanced, when all it does is shove the globalist nonsense down our throats. Now, if there's a special person on Fox you really like, catch them on YouTube. But better yet, keep it off until Donald Trump appears. And when Donald Trump gets on there, you turn it on, because you're letting them know you're interested in truth, not their lies.
And not little Tony Fauci's fear-mongering. I mean, let's remember that he now has given, what, the sixth version of what he predicts is going to happen, and they've all been wrong, and they've all been pathetic. And at one point, he just said, two, 3 days ago, that it is no more dangerous than the common yearly flu. Matter of fact, it's not even that contagious. He started off saying it was 0.01%. Now it's 0.1%. Now it's 200,000 or more people are going to die from it. Well, you know, I don't think so, Tony Fauci. And we have to start listening to Trump and listen to the voice of reason instead of the voice of corporate manipulation for the sake of nothing more than selling vaccines. And that's what we're looking at here. So worldwide, though, what we're seeing is a tremendous amount of misinformation coming out of certain countries. So again, what does this tell us? This tells us when the real pandemic comes along, we're going to be prepared, because we'll know who's lying to us. We'll know who really where it originated, who started it, what their real agenda was. We can trace it right back. And don't hesitate for a second to think that Trump is putting sanctions on Perbright and Muriel. And
just where I wanted to go. This is such an important thing because we'll never hear this from fake news because they'll never tell us because they're the enemy. And this is important, what Thomas is getting ready to tell you. What we're seeing are signs that something is going down behind the scenes. Tell us about this Harvard professor that was arrested and getting back onto that Perbright train of thought you had.
Well, I like to call him Mr. Nano because he has all these patents on nanotechnology. And he worked for Harvard, and it seems as if it was just another cardboard cutout like Mark of the Zucker Beast. And it was really just a giveaway. Harvard was basically taking our money and Chinese money, developing it, using their students, and basically using DARPA and DARPA money and venture capital the same way we always point out. And what happens? Every single nano patent this man has just becomes incredibly successful out there in the real world. He has no time to implement any of it, no time to invent it, because he is all the time talking and giving awards. Professor Lieber is, his dad also was connected with RCA and Serco and has a very sordid past.
And the miners have found out a connection to them and Cobit Hill's Earth Station as well.
Yes, in that his dad was the person who helped develop K-band radar. You know, we can thank him for Doppler and all this, all the good stuff that has come from that. But really what we're looking at is a lineage, whether it be in this case, it's the lineage in fake technology. In other words, these are the front men. These are the cardboard cutouts for a variety of applications that have so much money associated with them that this man would have never continued working at Harvard from just the money that he could have made from any of his patents. But no, he was supposedly selfless and just gives the patents over to Harvard, and then patents just go straight to China. And all the Chinese students were at Harvard. And now we know that there is no institution that receives money from the U.S. government, no university, that doesn't do work for DARPA. And guess who has infiltrated every one of those universities? China. They've infiltrated it with their Chinese institutions that are there on the campus, but they also basically, they're sending people over who are spies. It's kind of like the Israelis do with Talpiot. You basically have, as a Chinese techno spy, your job is to come to America. And if you can, get into Silicon Valley and get into some new venture technology so that you can steal the IP. You can basically be a representative for taking technology to China.
But what was so important about this arrest, and also coupled with the research that the miners are doing, is that Professor Lieber is not only associated with China, but we can also show a direct connection to him and this evil British imperial empire that is running havoc across the world, and they've done it for centuries with their yearly version of what the pandemic is. You know, the British have been doing this kind of bio warfare for a long time. We showed that back in the day, in Cecil Rhodes' day, they used to take these wee little death boxes into Africa to poison the people there and to also grab any kind of fluids from human beings that they could take back into their Frankenstein, you know, place of science over there at Perbright or wherever it was in Cecil Rhodes' day to create the bioweapons for the next year. I mean, these people are truly evil. And I encourage South Africans to look at the Queen's business because her business is actually owning the golden shares. Those are the controlling shares of the very companies that are producing these evil bioweapons. This would be Perbright, Kinetic, Muriel, and she owns those shares. They are corporations, and it seems to me that your country has suffered so much. You need to sue her for the damages that she has caused your country for centuries being the controlling shareholder of the very companies that are doing this evil on you. And South Africa could make make a point of doing that. And then India, you need to get all up in the Queen's business because she is really doing nasty things to you as well.
Yes, and China could simply find out the truth of the matter who released this virus on them, as has been released again and again and again, as you've pointed out, whether it be the Asian flu, the swine flu, the H1N1, the H3N3, any of them, they just released. And it always comes back to person zero, which is complete nonsense. This is British propaganda, folks. So China, please look into the Muriel Animal Hospital in Nanchang and find out why it is that the very thing that surprisingly took you into this particular pandemic is the very thing that they have patents on through Perbright and also through their own experimentation on animals. And why is it that they're working on animals and trying to mix animals and humans together in viruses? This is insanity. This is nothing more than bioweapons, and you need to wake up to it.
And the thing about this is that the British are using bioweapons because, frankly, they don't have an army. They don't have a visible force that could protect their country. And so they kind of do it in a sneaky way. I mean, you think about Prince Charles and Randy Andy. They're kind of sneaky people anyway, so you kind of expect this from the monarchy. So they're hiding behind a little germ, a little invisible germ to scare everybody. They full well know that the contagion is really fear. But they hide behind this little germ as they create havoc on the world, where their real agenda is to take us down financially. And this is why Trump is calling it the invisible enemy. And I love it that he's coming out. He's saying he's a war president. Now, 20 years from now, when we look back at the very words he says, we will understand that he knew all along that the war we're fighting is with the British. And if he came out and he told the world this, nobody would believe him, because we have all been indoctrinated and programmed believing that the Brits are our friends and the Queen is a lovely lady and you must never look at her business.
Yes, and by the way, they went off with their hydroxychloroquine sulfate to Balmoral or to Westminster, somewhere where there wasn't 5G, because why 5G makes you susceptible to viruses. So they're off in their nice little places. And of course, they have quarantined themselves because somehow they got it, supposedly. Here's what they have there. They have so much remdesivir. They have so many of these pills. Why? Because that's what the elite had. They would have never, ever released this had they not had that. And now what's really shocking is Trump, out of the blue, you know, one day just blows the lid on this and basically says, you know, it seems as if there are dozens and dozens and dozens of treatments for this virus. Why aren't we using them? And since we've known about them for 20 years, what is going on here? He found another rigged part of our own government working with basically a monopoly called Big Pharmaceutical.
Well, what about the people that are really invisible that are waging this war on the world? This woman, Elizabeth Massingham Buell, and her partner, Richard Jonathan Simons. I mean, they're not average, everyday household names, but how can we Americans, with Trump's moves, take these folks down behind the scenes? What's going on there?
Well, as always, we tell Trump these things, and then Trump uses the U.S. Treasury Office of Intelligence and Analysis and the Secret Service and the U.S. Marshals, and they basically simply cut off the money streams. You know, they simply sanction these people. And we know this is true because we've heard them complaining when he does it to them, and yet nobody ever said anything about him putting any sanctions on anyone. He can put sanctions on anybody he wants. So you can bet that if this president is doing the unprecedented things in public, imagine what he's doing behind the scenes. Because remember, Obama wrote more executive orders than any other president because he invented different types of executive orders. So now Trump has all of those options. He can write presidential policy recommendations. He can basically do anything he wants right now. And so we're seeing that the fight with the big pharma, which we've talked about, is now global, because now we're finding out that big pharma in America wasn't able to stop other countries from developing these treatments and these remedies that have been used since the 70s. Remdesivir and all the different drugs that are called Virions, that are literally into labeled drugs. This isn't just experimental. These are drugs that have already been sanctioned in other countries. They're being used there, who? By the elite. This is always the case. We could tell you dozens of therapies that can be used on a variety of illnesses that no one would tell you there are any cures for. Well, there are, folks, and we're now finding that out, and this is one of the biggest reveals that we're getting from all of this.
You know, Thomas, these are such amazing times that we're living in. I mean, we're going to look back at this and go, oh my gosh, we were actually living through these historic times. And not only that, astrologically speaking, things are aligning up with the very times that for Easter. You know, when you look at what's going on at Easter time, and perhaps even Trump moving to lift the national emergency within the 15 days, which would be prior to Easter. But then we also have a comet Atlas, that is going to be coming into our atmosphere, so they say. Tell us about the comets.
Well, comets are wonderful. They, if you can see them. You can't predict what's going to happen. Some of them have a periodicity that they come back in X number of years, return to the same place. And then we can just look at some of them, and they have a tail literally that can go halfway across the night sky, as we saw back in 96 with three comets that happened in the sky. The only time I know in my life, and two of them crossed over this blinking star Algol. And Algol is a star that is a twin star, and because it rotates, it actually blinks. So it's considered the evil eye. So in 1996, that is when we got to see that there was a lot of people praying for the world because of this. They thought it was like an end time kind of thing. And it was so strange, because two of the brightest of these three comets, there were actually four comets that could be seen, three very clearly in America, at night and over a long period of time, as they crossed the exact spot, a cross right over Algol, so that it actually stopped the evil eye from blinking. Well, what we have now is that this new comet can give us a chance to see a huge tail. And when that happens, you have to start thinking about the fact that they come from a realm, the OR, in DT, the Oort realm, and they come out of nothing. And supposedly they're ice balls, but then they circle the sun, and they go so close to the sun that they don't melt. So anybody can say what they want about a comet, but there's no one has explained what a comet truly is. There have been some people who predicted things, like Rudolf Steiner said that in the tail of comets you'd find cyanide, and that other certain things about comets, and those things have been found to be true. But what we're going to see is basically it comes in and it cleans up the solar system. It's like a vacuum cleaner. It cleans up negative energy. And you get to see that the solar wind, the solar breath, as the tail of the comet always points away from the sun, and it basically defies everything we know about the physical world. So no one can tell you that they truly understand what a comet is. So I'm always excited when we can see them in the sky.
You know, for the longest time, we have called this the Great Information War. We've said this is World War III. It involves everyone on the planet. It has to do with us waking up as humanity from the decades, centuries of propaganda. We've all been brainwashed, and it's just a matter of getting everybody awake. But as of late, I'm beginning to think that maybe World War III is about the war of the bloodstream. Thomas, why is the bloodstream and the blood such an important issue for us to look at?
You're absolutely right, and that is exactly what is on the line here. And it is World War III, because it's every single human on the face of the earth should be awakening to the fact that you are a guinea pig, and your bloodstream is where the battle is, because anyone who wants to inject anything into it look closely, they're filled with poisons. Well, wait a second. They're supposed to be our friends trying to help us get rid of illnesses. No, incorrect. Look in your food. Look in the injections they give you. They're stuffed, filled completely to the rim with poisons. Look at, there are 700 different poisons that they put on tobacco. Okay? 200 of them are deadly, and I forget how many dozens of them are carcinogens, known carcinogens. And yet, they're still allowed. Why? Because when we sued them in America and they had to pay billions, then they went to Britain and they created British American Tobacco. And now we can't sue them because they're Brits.
But what about the bloodstream? Speaking of this esoterically, why is that the domain of this World War III?
It is where your human individuality finds its true home in its most real sense. The warmth in your blood, basically. When you die, of course, the warmth in your blood leaves because you're no longer breathing, and the oxygen and oxygenation working with your heart causes this life in us. Well, the blood is the battleground because everything you eat eventually gets transformed into something that is carried into the blood, and then it is carried through your whole body. Let's take, for instance, if you go get a sugary drink, what we call down in Missouri, a pop, or a Coke, though I don't mean Coca-Cola. When you get one of those beverages, it is a poison to your liver. The second you drink it, it bypasses your entire process of turning food into glucose, into sugar. So your bloodstream then becomes flooded with sugar. That is what causes cancer, in many cases, some would say, because your body becomes so filled with acid, and it's taking... the cells will eat the simple sugar, not the more complex sugar, because it's easier. But then it kicks off 20 times the amount of toxins and waste product that normal glucose does. So in your bloodstream, you have a battle. And the battle is happening because you need a few things in your bloodstream that you don't get from your food, like magnesium. You need iron. If you don't have them and you're replacing them with sugar, basically refined sugar from either cane sugar or beet sugar or now wheat sugar, liquid wheat sweetener, or what high fructose corn sweetener. Those things are so poisonous to you because why? It changes the entire way that every cell in your body gets nutrition. And therefore, in your bloodstream is a battle that is just raging.
But they have been doing that for years. The recent research shows us that they have become even more aggressive with this nanotechnology. It's that they want to armonize our bloodstream.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is crazy. Explain so people can really see what they're doing. This Dr. Lieber at Harvard.
Even the human blood temperature has now been allowed, the standard temperatures have lowered by 2 degrees. Why? Because we're becoming reptiles. Some people are no longer humans. They're cold-blooded, and their heart no longer has what's called heart rate variability. In other words, they get their heart gets hardened. It's like a stone, and it isn't variable. It doesn't react to things. In other words, it doesn't have empathy or sympathy. And this is the disease of our age. And this is your blood. Your blood is what fills your heart, but your heart is a sensing organ. And now it's becoming absolutely deadened. It's becoming calcified. It's becoming, it has a lack of heart rate variability. We're working on a book right now about the heart, and one of the great discoveries of our time, it's shocking, but it's true, you can simply do an electrocardiogram of your heart, or you can put a device on your wrist, and you can measure your heart rate variability, your heart beats throughout a day, and at the end of it, they can tell you when you're going to die and of what. Now, that sounds crazy, but it's not crazy at all. And if they had already measured your heart to know whether it leans forward, backwards, left, right, or has, you know, problems with up, down, if there's a problem with the way that your heart is stationed in your body, then that can determine how long you're going to live. So it all comes back to your heart and the blood. So what's streaming through your heart is basically everything that you are perceiving, both in the outer world and in the inner world. And it's being then written into your bloodstream. And then it's being read by your heart. And that is where we actually understand sense perception, not in your head, not through your, just because your head has your eyes and your ears and your nose. So, you know, sight, hearing, taste, touch, sound, those things. Well, yes, that is where they are recorded, but then they have to be through the vagus nerve. They go to the heart. And the heart then determines the health of everything below the heart and everything above the heart. So when we're talking about the bloodstream, we're talking about a war that is very conscious. It's been happening since the 1900s when Burroughs Wellcome decided that they needed to kill their enemies because commerce found that it was easier to steal and fleece a country if they could first get in, find out what viruses those people were susceptible to, and give it to them so they would die. That's what the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, even the German Hanseatic League and the French and others, they brought the viruses on purpose to the people in Africa, the people in China, the people in India, on purpose, yes, in America, in Central America. And they knew that these exactly what these viruses would do, and they actually spread them on purpose. This has been used since the time when war was invented. They have been poisoning the water of their enemies with viruses, with leprosy, with animal illnesses since the beginning of recorded war, because bioweapons have always been used to go after your enemy. So don't think for one second that this invisible enemy can't be seen. We know who you are. We know how you did it. We've seen your patents. We've seen your retroviruses. We've seen the DNA research. We know exactly what you're doing. And here's the sad news for you. Every time you make one of these weak viruses like the current one, it just makes all of us stronger because we all can be susceptible to this through aerosol fashion.
The one thing, though, that we're not talking about anymore is the swamp. So what's happened to Andrew McCabe and Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Obama, Samantha Powers, Robert Mueller, and the Swamp Gang? What? When are we going to get back to that?
Well, John, I forgot his name because he's done nothing. And William Barr, John Durham and William Barr have done nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
You see, folks, you see how they do this lawfare? They work y'all up and then they throw it off into a department somewhere distant in the Department of Justice or the State Department. The media never reports on it, never gets back to the follow-up, and then everybody forgets it. The years go on, and then, oops, just like Mr. Holder, the statute of limitations runs up. That's what lawfare is, and we have to stop this. But I guess what we first have to do is we've got to take down the invisible enemy, because that's running. Who's running the operations that we later see in Serco and the senior executive service and in the bureaucrats and the lawfare in Washington? Or what can we do?
Well, you know, Trump listened to these people who supported him with their remarks, like William Barr said some very positive, encouraging things, and then Trump appointed him, and now he's just a big dud, just like Sessions did the same thing. And the guy who was the acting attorney general before him did the same thing.
Christopher Wright. Yeah.
Yeah, you know who I mean, the bald guy.
Yeah.
And now he's out talking on the news all the time and saying again good things about Trump as if they're just begging to get an appointment. Well,
yeah.
These appointments...
folks, if they're in the plum boat, they need to be excluded from everything. I mean, this is the senior executive service that just stays on and keeps obstructing any kind of movement forward.
Yes, and these appointments, because Trump didn't know the swamp and who these people were, unfortunately, he interviews them, and out of the people that you know, he's given, he chooses the ones that he thinks are the best. And then he finds out again and again and again in what, you know, 95% of the cases, these people are just liars. You know, their entire life seems to have been built upon shenanigans and con jobs and, you know, absolute self-aggrandizement. So every once in a while, there'll be the one or two honest people that he can find. But yes, he's fighting this battle alone. And unfortunately, William Barr is doing nothing. There should have been many, 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 many indictments. The first being Hillary. Andrew McCabe should have been indicted. James Comey should have been indicted. Robert Mueller should have been indicted.
On. They all should
I mean,
be.
Those are the biggest ones that anybody, anyone, anyone.
But what we're going to have to do indicted. Is we're going to have to take down the Brits first, and then we're going to have to take care of the swamp. That's what I think I see. And you say that it's the Treasury that is working with Trump to do all of this, and they're doing it through sanctions.
Yes, and he's been doing this all along. So when you see these Russians, they come out and they start complaining because Trump went after them. Well, we had revealed who some of these people were, what their crimes were, and so on and so forth. And then pretty soon you hear them crying and crying and crying. You get to hear the Brits crying and crying and crying. You get to hear the Iranians crying and crying and crying. Or the German. Why? Because he is busting them left and right. He doesn't have to ask anybody. When he sees an economic crime that affects us and that affects our national security, he can take action against them.
So can he put sanctions on Kinetic?
I imagine he probably has already, yes. He did, obviously. Look what happened to Serco. We started revealing who Serco was, and then within a short period of time, even the Brits went after Serco. Then Serco was being questioned here in America. We had pointed out who the Strategic Communication Laboratories were. They closed down. We had pointed out who the Cambridge seminars, these intelligence seminars were. They're all closed. That was like four or five organizations. Joseph Mifsud is in hiding. You don't hear any, you know, all the people that we're revealing end up disappearing. Like Stefan Rowe, the person who was Joseph Mifsud's billionaire friend. Not a word after he writes a book on Joseph Mifsud and his own innocence in the whole thing. We don't hear another word about him. Why? Well, I would suspect that he may not be a billionaire anymore. And this is what happens when you want to stand up against Trump. You're going to find that he is going to be a businessman. On the surface, he's going to, you know, be a cheerleader. But when the doors are closed, he's going to take actions. Now he's got the supreme power to take any actions he wants against anybody he wants. Look what he did to Macron when Macron got mad at him. He said, oh, very fine. You want to tax one of the Silicon Valley pigs before I do? Then I'm going to put a tariff tomorrow, starting tomorrow, on all of your best wines. Macron complained, and within days crumbled.
But I don't understand. If we know, if old Ma and Pa Gabriel out here have enough evidence can show you that how the Brits are the instigators of this hoax, and we know that Charles is at Balmoral and the Queen is somewhere, maybe she's at Westminster, I don't know, she's got a couple of places. Those are strategic locations. Why can't we have SEAL teams go in and pull them out of their little hidey holes like we did Saddam Hussein? Because these people are freaking evil. They're committing murder. They've been doing it for centuries. Why do we have to mollycoddle the world anymore? We've got to take them out.
Well, let's remember that we told Trump that Bojo had his arm around Papadopoulos, right? We know that the top people in the British government were all there trying to set up Papadopoulos as the person to take down Trump. Trump knows this. We know that Bojo called Trump every name in the book. So did Cameron. So did all the previous prime ministers. And then they send this deputy prime minister, Nick Clegg, over to take over Facebook. Okay, so Trump knows what's going on. So what happened? Here's what happened. This is funnier than heck. And basically what I'm going to say, people, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Trump has already beaten Britain. He set them up. He told Bojo, the second you get Brexit, I'm going to give you a deal. There's not going to be a deal. There can't be a deal. Why can't there be a deal? Because Bojo's not going to give a deal. Well, and then what happened? Then Bojo said, oh my gosh, if I'm not going to get a deal with you because of Huawei, and because we've already cast our lot with the Chinese, and they're already irradiating us, and we're getting so stupid that, you know, we're beginning to think that everyone needs to learn Chinese, and we don't know why.
But yet the Brits did this by lodging it into China, so China's really not their friend. So who is Britain's ally?
Nobody, and that's the point. The European Union is not their ally. We are not their ally. And now China has found out what happened when Britain needed a deal with them. Instead of doing an honest deal with them, they tried to bring China to its knees, which it did. That's how powerful the British nation still is with their propaganda. But it's more than the British nation. This is the intelligence network of the Privy Council and the British monarchy, which is
really the Pilgrim Society.
Which is the Pilgrim Society, which is also the Fabian Society, which is the round table of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which basically informs our Council on Foreign Relations. So what you have there is Trump set Bojo up and said, yeah, we're going to do a deal with you. Do you see any deal? You're not going to see a deal. And you see Bojo says, wait, what are you talking about? I got to stop Huawei. It's completely pervasive through all of our cities. And that's the reason they're getting the coronavirus, because it's weakening their people. This was part of the plan.
Really, you didn't think the Queen was going to let all those Muslims run wild all over the countryside and not have a plan to take care of them at the very end.
And the elite have the cure for what the plan to take care of them is.
They're just going to turn on the 5G. They'll go off to their little Balmoral estates, zap everybody in Britain. But I'm very concerned about the British patriots, because we have many British patriots that follow our network. They know we love them to death. And we're trying to take down their swamp, not them as individual British patriots. What kind of comfort can we give them? It looks like they're all in the crosshairs of this.
I would suggest that they follow the French Revolution model and see if some of those old guillotines can be oiled up and used again, because what has happened with the monarchy of Britain is a crime worse than any monarchy has ever committed. It's equal to the crime of the Vatican, which is, remember, the Vatican is the opposite now of what they say. They are the source of sin and evil, of pedophilia, of
human trafficking
of these viruses. I mean, the open
nasty.
George Soros and Jesuit liberation theology are one and the same. Okay,
but let's get back to the guillotines. I like that part in Britain, because I'd like to see Richard Dearlove, Jeffrey Patty. How about that Arvinder Sembi that worked so closely with Robert Mueller in the whole 9/11 operation up to the impeachment? Come on, we got to take these people out
at this moment. The Five Eyes agreement of intelligence sharing between us and Britain and its other nations of New Zealand, Australia, Canada. The Five Eyes is no more. Bojo came out and said, no, it's okay, Mr. Trump. The critical secret military communications is no longer on 5G for Huawei, and we don't use ZTE phones, and there's no Chinese. You're such a liar.
Then maybe he can give President Trump a tour of the Cobit Hill Earth Station and show them exactly what kind of operations they're doing down there.
Until they get rid of all Chinese capacitors, microchips, and anything electronic, Chinese have the power over the British military, over the British corporations, over the British government. And I'm talking about pervasive, complete control, the same control that Hillary had allowed to happen here in America. What did Trump do? He came and he said, remove them all. Every single semiconductor, Chinese made, gotta go. Get them out of our airplanes. Get them out of our ships. Get them out. Every microchip that has a mechanical engine on the back, which has a doomsday, backdoors and zero days, and everything imaginable is written into every Chinese microchip that they ever made. And this is a fact. The Lenovo computers all had to be sent back. Why? They were so filled with so much garbage and surveillance and so much propaganda that Trump couldn't even allow them to be sold in America. Remember that? ZTE, what did he say? Sorry, can't allow it. Well, they went back and they had to take everything out, and they had to put in our microchips, or else they couldn't be sold in America. Anybody remember any of this?
I do. Yeah. And I also remember that the Chinese people, the homegrown ones, I'm talking about the Chinese that are on the mainland, they're born there, they're grown up in that indoctrination, propaganda environment, control environment. What happens is that the creativity of the individual is just snuffed out. So all you have is you've just got the little robot batons. I call them nincompoops. And then you got Xi, this Chairman Xi, who's just as stupid as all of them. And they can't creatively think. They can't intelligently think. So this is why they have to steal patents and they have to mimic the technologies of other countries, because they're people. They're homegrown people. I'm not talking about the Asian Americans or the Asians that live and have been raised outside in other systems. But they're all nincompoops. These are stupid people.
And they have an infinite amount of industrial spies, industrial espionage spies, who have been stealing intellectual property, and technology transfer comes with them making anything for us. So period, no matter what you want to say, they have so many spies in these industries that either give them our American wealth. That's what we're doing when we hand over the IP and technology transfer. We are giving the Chinese this wealth. And now we're getting to see that the same thing happened in Japan. And so we're going to see that it's going to completely collapse. We'd already predicted it would collapse, right? But now we're seeing it.
But you know, a name that comes up when you keep talking about the Chinese and we're looking at Harvard and everything, that name Larry Summers keeps coming to mind, because it seems to me that he got the whole thing started there, about how you take these young people, you steal their ideas, you grab the patents, you partner with China. And where is he these days? And where is Eric Schmidt? How come we don't see any Eric running around anymore?
Well, Larry Summers, you know, World Bank fame, working with every corrupt everything, head of Harvard at one point. He was the person who allowed the Mark Zuckerberg Facebook thing, fake fraud, to go forward. And what did that become? That became Chinese Dragonfly. That is the social credit system. So it has not stopped. James Breyer took it over to China, and Uri Milner took it to Russia. And basically, the Facebook became the psyops that is now controlling the world.
Which is really DARPA.
Oh, totally,
because
DARPA.
See, DARPA is really responsible for all this. It stole the technology from Leaders Technology with the idea that they had to create a surveillance system for the whole world. Now, if they told you, hey, we're DARPA, we got the surveillance system going, you know, you guys sign up, we'll give you free email, you're not going to buy it. So what they did is they put a coat of paint on it, put some lipstick on that pig, called it Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And so then everybody got on there. You know, I never did. I did one little short profile, and then it wigged me out. I realized what was going on behind the pretty picture, that they were going to get my personal information, and of course it would be used against me. I wasn't sure then how it would be, but you are so right. It was always going to become Dragonfly, not just for China, though, but for the whole world. And also, I'm getting very tired of the censorship and the blocking. And I'll tell you something. We are citizens of America. We have First Amendment rights, and we're used to communication. Now, we can't communicate in the regular media environment because we don't have the broadband that we need, you know, the channel that we need. But we're still citizens that need to communicate. So we're using the internet, and that is our communication device. And to have Twitter and Facebook and Google, YouTube to continue to shadow ban and censor us is not right anymore. And I hope that President Trump will use his powers to stop this, because it really is just a government DARPA operation. And we citizens need a free and uninterrupted platform to be able to communicate with each other in order to make better government. Because you see, the government is supposed to work for us, not the other way around.
So true. And Eric Schmidt, of course, created Dragonfly, lied, said that it wouldn't be implementable in China for years and years. Lie, it was implementable when he left, because he gave it to them. And then he, of course, you know, donated tons of money to create what is now the news network red flag clearing station, called the Digital News Service, where basically they screen everything that is said on the news. And if it's red flagged, it is called off. So basically, there it is, folks. The mainstream media is already being controlled by Eric. And then now what is Eric doing? Eric, remember, Elon Musk is out there running interference for Eric Schmidt. They both have contracts to put thousands of 5G satellites into the sky when they know that it's already being installed on the ground. Well, why would they do that? That's just stupid. That's not a good venture for either one of them. So right now they're busy launching rockets into the sky that have multiple satellites that are 5G transmitters from space. But they also have a bunch of other stuff on them. So Eric Schmidt, Eric Schmidt's major evil right now is that he took the Boston Dynamics Atlas robot and the horse and the dog that comes with that robot, and it's now operative, and Chinese are making them as fast as they can make them, so they're going to have a robot army. Okay, that's one thing that he's doing. But the thing that's even better than that is what Michael McKibben and his researchers are pointing out, that Professor Lieber, however you pronounce his name, the one who gave up nanotechnology from Harvard to China, that man is doing all the DARPA work for the military. And what they do now is they can inject a neural net into your brain, into a certain part of your brain, so that when you stimulate that part of your brain, you can use that neural net to communicate wirelessly to the robot, to the horse, and to the dog. So they literally have soldiers now who have injectable neural net meshes that communicate wirelessly with these robots.
Well, but do they need 5G to do that?
Of course they do.
Okay, so then that's the 5G from the satellites? Or is this,
or on ground,
okay,
yes.
But then you'd have to be in an area where you have a lot of 5G. But then if you've seen the things that I've been posting on the Cat reports, you see they've got us isolated in our homes, and we've been told that the police will come and get us if we go outside. That's Michigan. That's, Gretchen Whitmer, who is doing this to Michiganders. And I'm sure it's happening in your neck of the woods, too. But it's, what do they call it, soft tyranny. But anyway, now in some places, they've got these robots roaming the street, you know, with their little eye, their camera, and they're looking for any citizen that might come outside of their home cell.
The Atlas robot, every day they teach it to do new things. Like it can jump up in the air and do a backspin and land on its feet. It can do anything. It can knock down a brick wall and not harm itself. It can shoot more accurately. It can have a weapon attached to it that is so frightening that it looks like a RoboCop. So it's all active now, and that has to be controlled, as Betsy just pointed out, by 5G. So where did 5G really get started? That was the original 17 launched satellites, which some of them were actually space stations, more or less. They had super space servers in them. And they were doing experimentation, not only experimentation with this in Africa and other places, but they were also using it to create what's called full spectrum battlefield. And this is, you know, DARPA project that was so old that, you know, what I'm telling you is like ancient history, but it's still the way that it operates today, but just on steroids. So when they want to have any of these operative robots, or they want to have their tanks that are driven by, not by humans, but remotely, when they want to have all this stuff, everything from drones to you name it, they have to have a 5G area that is completely permeated by 5G so that the communications can go from the place where the command is coming to the robots or to these, wirelessly to these unmanned devices. And there's tons of these unmanned devices. I don't even want to go into listing them because it'll depress you. But the point is, you ask what Eric Schmidt is doing. Eric Schmidt has already geared up and worked with the, making sure that they're scrubbing the internet before the election, just like George Soros did for Facebook. But Eric Schmidt right now is in hiding, isn't he? Why is that? I'm going to tell you why. Because Eric Schmidt is dying because he was poisoned by the Chinese, and now he's trying to figure out how to... why is he obsessed with extending his life? It's more than extending its life. It's just not being poisoned to death. You do not mess with the Chinese. You don't mess with the Chinese. All you have to do is look in history. Nobody ever wins against them. Why? Because they only battle on their own turf. So if you go on their turf, you lose.
And you don't battle with Elizabeth Manningham Buell, M.
Yeah, and M went to China with her Muriel Animal Hospital nonsense. And she's not going to win. And is Trump putting sanctions on her? Well, I certainly hope so after he heard her name and saw the evidence. Same thing with Kinetic, same thing. But these groups just simply, when they found one company, they have three others founded at the same time, prepared that when the one goes down for their corruption and fraud and all this stuff, it just immediately shifts to the next.
Well, that's what I say. You need to get SEAL teams to go right in there and pull Charlie out of his hidey hole and then grab the queen out of her privy. We've got to take down these people. This is our job as boomers. We have to clean up this planet so that future generations don't have this garbage.
Well, there's a reason George Soros never goes to his house. Because he's wanted in multiple countries. If he's ever steps into... there's four or five number in Asia, Malaysia, and in some in Europe. If he even steps into that country, he will be arrested as a war criminal.
Well, the queen is a war criminal.
That's my point.
And
she
why
needs
aren't
to
we
step,
after her?
She needs
and
to step outside
don't tell me she's a lovely lady. She has surrounded herself with people that are out to destroy the planet.
What happened to the second person in charge of Huawei? When they went to Canada, they got arrested. So that's what needs to happen. When these people get off their own turf, they need to be arrested for their war crimes. And these are crimes against humanity. These are, you can't even begin to list the crimes against humanity for George Soros. Against the Queen, we'll multiply that times 1,000 because she represents the monarchy. So literally, her relatives...
Look, wait a minute. I don't want to hear anybody tell me that the Queen is not fully responsible. She holds the golden shares. That means she holds the controlling interests of these. And there's nothing that can happen in that country without her signing off on it. The Queen needs to be dethroned.
I totally agree. And it's such a lie, and sorry for you good Brits who don't know that the Queen is still in charge. She's the head of her own church. She's the head of her own common country, her own commonwealth of nations, which are all stolen, by the way. Basically she still thinks America is one of those commonwealth nations.
And the best she could do as a mother was raise two pedophile sons.
And to get to her position, what did she have to do? She had to give fealty to the Pope. Through the Knights of Malta. So Brits, whether you like it or not, you really don't have your own church because the Queen has given fealty to the Pope. And when we want to talk about real evil, then you'd have to go back to the oldest institution on the earth, and that is the Roman Catholic Church, who taught the Venetian bankers how to feed both sides of the war and make money, who taught them that interest was the way to basically make money without doing anything. And then those Venetian bankers became... the very bankers that we now know, you know, they own the U.S. Fed. They're behind the Bank of England. They're behind all the Deutsche Bank. They're behind all these different
things.
Well,
banks. Let's not forget that you look at the history of this. It speaks for itself. The guy Pirbright was actually de Worms, who is a Rothschild.
Precisely. And what was their interest? Killing people. Because when, for some reason, when the Brits and some of the crazy Americans... and I can list them, and you're not going to like some of the names that I could list here. You're going to get really upset with me. But I'm sorry. There are people on television every day who want to depopulate the world, and they talk about it openly. Depopulate the world means kill billions of people. That is their mission. That's what they want to do with their money. That's what Eric Schmidt wants to do. That's what Oprah wants to do. That's what the entire British monarchy wants to do. That's what Jeff Bezos wants to do. That's what all of these crazy fake people who are cardboard cutouts, in the end, they want two things. Depopulate the world so they have more place to play and extend their life because they have so, they, literally, this is their phrase, they have so much money they have to extend their life so they have time to spend it. That's the sick people who have been made rich by monopolies, which were government-supported monopolies. These are not creative people. These are creatively evil people, but usually evil isn't creative at all. So one more thing about the Fed. Get ready. What's happening with the Fed? Nobody understands this because only Trump actually understands what he's doing. And he can do whatever he wants.
Well, can you give us some insight into what you think is going on?
Yeah, he's going to, once he proves, he left Powell there because Powell was the standard person, okay? When he has to appoint these people that are going to be confirmed. So he appoints somebody, and they'll go, okay, yeah, yeah, good, good. He's a globalist. Great, great, great. And then what happens? He shows them to be a globalist pig, a non-American, an elitist. Again, a globalist who obviously wants to depopulate the world because everything that Powell has done has been an attack on our economy, which has killed people, okay? But at the same time, the Fed sends remittances back to Mexico for people who are illegal aliens who don't pay taxes, but they send the money out of the country through the U.S. Fed as the U.S. Fed gets their
percentage. Oh, but they get their
percentage.
Cut.
Yeah, they get their percentage.
They get their cut.
This is who he allowed to run the Fed, right? Why? He can appoint five more people to that board. He is going to. One of them is going to be a lady. I don't know if this is common knowledge, but it's knowledge that is out there. And she is totally gold-based standard, and she's for a strong currency. And she's going to be appointed to the Fed board. And when that happens, Powell's going to be out. She's probably going to take over, and she will, along with five new appointees probably, then lead the Fed as part of the U.S. Treasury, not as a separate corporation that just turns in a bill anytime they want to the U.S. Congress.
You keep saying this. So Treasury is just going to absorb the Fed.
Or at least absorb their debt, because it's the debt of the Fed that all our currency is based upon. And I know this is a crazy concept, and it's almost impossible to get people to understand this. But it's very simple. All of the taxes, all of our GDP and all of our taxes is for naught, because we owe the Fed all that money and much, 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 much more. So then why do people use our currency? Why sometimes it's 97% of the currency of the whole world. Why would they use our currency? There's no gold buying it. There's no silver. There's nothing. There's no technology.
They do it because of the faith of America.
They do it because that credit is supposedly backed up by America.
They said basically in the whole planet, if America goes down, then we're all screwed. But America will be the last, so we'll put our money in America.
Precisely. So if you have that power, how could we have ever gotten to a position that Powell had driven us to? It shouldn't have even been possible. Remember, whether they like it or not, we control the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. We control the World Bank. We control the whole thing except for derivatives and the Bank for International Settlement and buying shorts and longs and puts and calls on the stock market, because that's all gambling. That all needs to just be completely eradicated from one day to the next, because really there's no money involved with derivatives. It's a bet against money that doesn't even exist.
It's as elusive as Bitcoin, really.
Yes, and that's, you know, so we can get back on by absorbing the debt of the Fed, pushing the Fed control out of the U.S. Treasury, bringing this repatriation of the gold to the countries that the Fed just sent out to Deutsche Bank and to the Bank of England and all that stuff.
Well, we're going to have to get some more reparations from Britain now, because it's wreaked this havoc on us. I think we got to go over to China and say, you know, China, this has cost our economy trillions of dollars because you didn't tell us about this pandemic. So let's settle something on the balance sheet here between the trade and differences. And while we're at it, let's get the Queen, open up that purse, and take whatever else we want, because they have created so much havoc, because you're going to find a direct tie from the British to the senior executive service in America that were running the overthrow of a United States president, and Betsy wants reparations from the Queen of England.